This is Karin Thompson, and I have our educational technology essential question for the day. What are the various strategies that podcasts can be utilized in a classroom setting? I chose podcasts partly because I just did a review of Audioboo and a quick introduction for people who want to utilize the tool. I think it's an excellent tool. I think it's uber easy is really the words I would describe it. I would put it on a 5 of the E scale. And, you know, it's just such a simple thing to do. You know, I'm thinking about the teacher who wants to incorporate technology into their setting and who wants to use technology in a purposeful way. And, you know, that's always the way, always the lens that I'm looking at technology is not technology for technology's sake, but really for the purpose of communicating, of pushing our learning even further. When we take a look at audio or podcasts, you know, originally they were utilized to design a message, to do an interview, to share content out there that people could reference back into at a later time. But I want to push that model just a little bit further and talk about various ways that we can utilize podcasting. The first way that I think of utilizing podcasting is just as a message delivery. You know, I have an idea, I have a message, I've got my iPhone. I do a quick audio podcast, and I can send it out to my Twitter files as a message. That's one way to utilize it. Fairly simplistic, not terribly complicated, and not much rigor there. The second piece, though, I think of as an educator is really utilizing it as an opportunity for reflection. You know, the one thing I love about audio casting is it can really traverse all the different age groups, all the way from kindergarten up to adult education, and provides an opportunity for people to be reflective. So whether it's you're going back in and listening to your audio cast, or let's say you're very young and you're reading into your audio cast, and then you do that same benchmark a month later, and then a month later, and see, you know, what the growth is. Or is it for somebody who maybe is an English as a second language type student, where they can also go back and reflect? Not even looking at the language piece or the fluency piece, you know, maybe it's somebody who wants to have an initial statement at the beginning of a course and then at the end, you know, redefine and understand exactly what they were saying at the beginning and reinterpret that as to what their new learnings are. So I think as a reflective tool, I think it would be excellent. Thirdly, as a collaboration tool, I think if I were leading a class, I would provide a reading in which people could provide feedback to me utilizing an Audioboo or utilizing comments, whichever they're comfortable with. But I might actually define it one way or the other, so that they are defining their reflection about, you know, something that I've read or provided them to read, and then coming up with a good argument for, you know, why they agree, why they disagree, and maybe some research that supports that. And I think you can do that in both ways, either as providing the content and they write about it, or providing the content and they record themselves. You know, I would also venture to say that in a collaborative type setting, I think it's a really great way to elicit different types of feedback that you wouldn't normally get. And that is, for example, this podcast itself, I mean, I'm putting out there as a collaborative type podcast, so I'm looking for people's feedback to give back to you. And then the last piece is really the synthesis of an idea and how we utilize podcasting to develop, you know, a hypothesis or an idea, to design a commentary about evidence around that, and then really an interpretation about how that looks like through our schema. And, you know, if you take a look at message delivery, reflection, collaboration, synthesis, there are many more ways to utilize podcasting in a classroom besides just developing a message and putting it out there. So I just want you to think about that as you're educating others and working with others. What are new ways that you can utilize technology and increase the rigor of our learning?